Masechet Shavuot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about a situation where a person remembered that he was Tameh before he sinned, but not afterwards, and we said that the Seir Lashem handled it and took care of the Kapara for him until he eventually remembered. Now we'll talk about the inverse. A person was aware that he was Tameh only after the sin, but before the sin and while he was sinning, he did not realize that he was Tameh. We're talking about walking into the Beit HaMikdash or eating Kodashim, sacred foods of the Beit HaMikdash. Mishnah says, "En bayedi'a batehila, aval yesh bayedi'a basof." If somebody was not aware of the Tum'ah before he sinned, but he was aware of the Tum'ah after he sinned. So he didn't realize that he was Tameh the whole time before the sin. Even while he was sinning, he did not remember that he was Tameh. And then he didn't sin. Either he entered the Beit HaMikdash or he ate from a korban. And then later on, he remembered, you know what? When I walked in to the Beit HaMikdash, for example, I was Tameh. So what happens in that case? Sa'ir hana'ase bahutz v'yom ha'kippurim mechaper. The Sa'ir, the goat of Yom Kippur, whose service is performed outside of the sanctuary, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, with Itzumo Shel Yom, with the fact that Yom Kippur itself was there, that atones for his Avera. What are we alluding to here? What's the Sa'ir Hanaseh Bahutz? There were basically three different goats that were brought as korbanot. The pair of male goats that we know about, one was the Sa'ir Lashem, that was slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash. The blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKodashim on the parochet, the curtain in front of the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden Mizbeach inside of the Beit HaMikdash. We call that the Sa'ir HaNa'aseh Bifnim, the goat whose service is done inside of the Beit HaMikdash. The second goat is the Sa'ir La'Azazel, famously the one that's sent away to Azazel and thrown down the cliff. And now the third one that our Mishnah is referring to is the Sa'ir HaNa'aseh Bahutz, the goat that's part of the Musaf offering, whose blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach that's outside of the Beit HaMikdash in the Azara, in the courtyard. We call that the Sa'ir HaNa'aseh Bahutz, the Sa'ir, the goat that's offering is outside. So that is atoning for this person who only remembered totally afterwards that he was Tameh when he performed this sin. We learn it out from the Pesukim. Shene Emar, the Pasuk says, Milivad Hatat the Kippurim, but we'll read the full Pasuk. It says, Se'ir izim ehad lehatat. There should be one goat for a sin offering. Milivad Hatat the Kippurim ve'olat ha-tamid. In addition to the sin offering of Yom Kippur. So we mentioned both of these together. The Se'ir that was done inside of the Beit HaMikdash and the Sa'ir that was done outside of the Beit HaMikdash. We're mentioning them together in the Pasuk to tell us that there's a similar theme to each one of them in the following way. Al mashe zeh mechaper, zeh mechaper. For what this one, the inner goat, the Sa'ir Hashem, brings kapara, brings atonement for, the outer goat also brings atonement for. What do we mean by that? Ma pinimi en mechapere ela amal davar sheyesh bo yedi'ah. The Sa'ir Lashem only atones for a sin of Tum'ah where there was awareness of the Tum'ah, that the person realized that he was Tameh before he sinned, but not after he sinned. Ah. Afahitzon en mechapere ela al davar sheyesh bo yedi'ah. So the outer korban also atones for a sin of Tum'ah where there was awareness of Tum'ah, but this awareness was different. He was aware of the Tum'ah after his sin, but not before the sin. So there's a similarity between these two korbanot on when, on the fact that they didn't know that they were Tameh at one point in time, but they remembered at another point in time that they were Tameh, but the opposite cases, they both serve as a kapparah.